from NPR News, it's Day to Day. Microsoft has walked away from a $47 billion deal to buy Yahoo. And today, investors are reacting to that dead deal. Initially, Yahoo stock had gone up in hopes of a Microsoft-sized challenge to the search engine Google. But now, Yahoo stock is down. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, why are stock buyers so discouraged about Yahoo's prospects now?
Well, in the very lucrative world of online advertising and web searching, Yahoo is a distant second to Google, Microsoft a distant third. And many think the only way to challenge Google would be with a combination of Yahoo and Microsoft. That's one reason Microsoft was willing to offer nearly $50 billion for Yahoo when the stock market says it's worth more like $30 billion. Yahoo's under a lot of pressure now to show investors how it can prove its worth and compete with Google. Computer industry analyst Rob Enderle says Yahoo's executives only have until July to come up with a new strategy.
That's when the board comes up for re-election. The entire board is up. So if the shareholders are very dissatisfied with the board, and I would say probably today that would be an understatement, then you're talking about a new board and a new executive management.
Okay, John, so what are Yahoo's options?
Well, investors have been skeptical of Yahoo's future for some time, so the company's founder, Jerry Yang, has been working on a turnaround plan, which he's going to have to reveal pretty quickly. Some people think Yahoo may be intent on partnering with Google, and Yahoo has experimented with having Google deliver some of the ads that are found on Yahoo searches. But any matchup of these two companies with lots of overlapping businesses is sure to raise antitrust concerns.
And what about Microsoft? Any consequences for them?
Well, it too is under pressure to compete with Google, especially as more personal computing moves online and away from software programs on individual PCs, like the word processors and database programs, which are Microsoft's bread and butter. Rob Enderle says it's good for Microsoft to step away from these negotiations with Yahoo. He says the deal was getting too costly for Microsoft.
They could take these resources and bolster up their own company rather than making another large acquisition. And I think the market should actually reward them for walking away from this.
Enderle says Microsoft shouldn't try to catch Google by using Yahoo, and instead it should develop its own strengths and compete the way it traditionally has by marketing its own products, online and off. Now, some people think this deal may not be totally dead, that investors will drive Yahoo's stock price so far down that it will have to come back and accept another offer from Microsoft, a much smaller offer that benefits Microsoft.
Thanks, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.